Part 3. Road Trip. When you're born, you get a ticket to the freak show. When you're born in America, you get a front row seat. George Carlin. Chapter 1. The hiss of brakes and a squeal of fat tires as the bus pulls up in front of their building. Morgan, sitting on the baking stoop, lowers his shades and says, "You gotta be shitting me." Another hiss and a slight delay as the old-style concertina doors judder open and Fat Chris comes bounding down the steps, looking like he's won the lottery. "You will not believe what I picked this up for, man." "JC," Morgan shouts over his shoulder into the darkened stairwell where Jesus is humping the last of his gear down. "You gotta see this." Jesus comes out, hands shielding his face from the blinding glare of the noon sun beating off the silver panels of the bus, and takes in the scene. Morgan starting to laugh now, Chris standing proudly in front of a huge, filthy, ancient, decommissioned Greyhound bus, which is still, half a minute after he turned the ignition off, gurgling and rattling and farting itself into silence. Cabs and cars are honking angrily around them, as they try and make it through the narrow gap on the other side of the rusting, hulking bus. "Shit, Chris," Jesus begins, stepping into the shade cast by the enormous vehicle. "There's only, like, 10 of us." Morgan is blunter. "Fat man," he says, "are you out of your fucking mind? How old is this piece of shit?" "Hey, listen, these babies are built like aircraft carriers, dude. There's only 230,000 miles on her, and she'll go twice round the clock, no sweat." "Only?" Morgan says. "And I know what you're thinking," Chris continues, excited, ushering them onto the bus. "It'll be heavy on gas, right?" "That is not what I was thinking," Morgan says. "I was thinking more like, what the fuck happened to the minibus idea? You know, mini? Because this shit right here, this is most definitely maxi, motherfucker." "But check it out. I got it all figured. We can rip a bunch of seats out, put some mattresses in back. We'll save more on motels than we'll spend on gas. Come on, I'll give you the tour." The smell hits them when they climb on board. "Whoa," Morgan says. "Yeah, I know. She could use a little spring cleaning. But listen, the guy who sold her to me said, you guys listening? You won't believe this. He said Black fucking Sabbath used her once back in the day."
"Yeah," Morg says. "As what, man? A toilet?"
"Do you have to be so negative?" Chris says.
Jesus walks down the aisle between the rows of seats. "Will it get us to L.A.?" he asks.
"And back, dude," Chris says.
Morgan lets out a short laugh.
"She's got aircon, right?" Jesus asks.
"Oh, yeah. We'll be nice and frosty."
"You know, I think I kind of like it," Jesus says.
"I knew you would," Chris says, heading back down the passageway. "I'm just going to go get some water. The guy said I should keep the radiator topped up when it's this hot."
"What's wrong with the radiator?" Morgan shouts after him, but there's no answer, just Chris's back as he bounds up into the building. Jesus smiles.
"Hey, look at the big guy go, huh?"
Morgan sighs and slides into the row of seats across from Jesus.
"Look at you. That motherfucker turns up with a handful of magic beans, and you're acting like he's brought home the fattest cow in town. Lying there just smiling your ass off. You could have been sitting in a first-class seat for a few hours with a cold drink in your hand and a hot stewardess smiling at you. I'm talking right in the nose cone of a big old jet. Some broad with a fine ass plumping up your pillows and handing you a hot towel while you're deciding between the beef and the chicken and flipping through 9 different movies. Ice sculptures and lobsters and real cutlery and shit. Instead, you're going to spend a week roasting your nuts off in a tin can with a bunch of goddamn maniacs. I mean, why you always got to do things the hard way, man?"
"Community," Jesus is thinking, lying back on the ripped button cloth seats, looking up at the buckled, discolored cream ceiling,
smelling the stale reek of the thousands of farts that have been pumped into these seats over the last 40 years. That was what was all fucked up down here. There was no sense of it. Well, they had their own little community here. A deranged, fucked up one composed of winos, misfits, and junkies, to be sure, but a little community was what it was. It was the world within his reach at the moment, and it was fragile. Damned if he was going to just go and fuck off to the other side of the country for maybe months and let whatever happens to it happen.
"You know, Morgs," Jesus says, yawning, "sometimes the hard way is the hard way for a reason, you know?"
"The hard way is the hard way for a reason," Morgan repeats slowly.
"Yep."
"Should I be writing that down? Add it to your pile of wondrous sayings so I can pass your teachings and shit on when you're gone?"
"Be my guest."
"Shit. We'll see how cool you be acting when we're in the middle of nowhere with that sun beating down on us and the AC on this worthless piece of crap goes bye-bye. And if you even think this pile of junk is going to make it to..."
Jesus is saying, his baseball cap pulled down over his eyes now, the heat lulling him, Morgan's voice becoming a pleasant burr, his monologue of complaint fading, just a soothing babble as Jesus drifts off for a lovely nap.